It's really difficult to believe that something as essential to the American economy as transportation is something that the federal government and Congress can't come together around. I think there have been some vocal members who have pushed hard for and articulated the need for that stable, long-term funding source, but they have not been the prevailing voices, and instead we get these kind of stopgap measures that kick us down the road a year or two. And infrastructure is an issue where you have to have long-term solutions so that you can do long-term planning and build for competitiveness over a course of decades, not a course of months. There really aren't any successful entities out there that aren't planning for the long term. Businesses are thinking about longer term horizons and making investments for their competitive futures over the course of years and decades. Everybody understands intuitively the value of thinking ahead, and particularly for things that have a long lead time. You can't suddenly understand, oh, we need better transit and make it happen tomorrow. These things have lead times, whether you're talking about roads, transit, biking infrastructure, other things. You've got to anticipate those needs before they're evident and then act on them so that you are bringing a solution to the market at the time when that solution is demanded. And planning a year or two ahead just does not cut it in that context. And we've seen that over and over consistently in public opinion surveys and other places. The American people know it. It just isn't being reflected in the leadership.